All right. Since we have this, let's see some of his commandments in the new covenant. It's still Jesus saying, and he said this under the old covenant because the gospel is still under the old covenant. But let's listen to this. Can y'all listen to what he said? If you would keep my commandment, right? Are you there? Listen to what he said. I know I didn't give y'all all these scriptures, but that's all right. You can pick me up and follow. This is John Gospel chapter 13 and verse 34. He said, a new commandment, I what? What kind of commandment? Okay. If thou will lay up my commandment with thee. All right. Now he's talking about a new commandment here, right? Yes, sir. A new commandment I give unto thee, unto you. What is that new commandment? That you do what? Love one another. How? How did he love us? As you love one another, as I've loved you, that ye also love one another. All right? By this shall all men know that you're my disciple, if you love one another. This is what makes faith strong. This is what makes faith sure. This is what makes faith absolute, because love operates it, and love can't fail. Hello? Amen. Let me say it again. Love cannot fail. And once faith comes from the knowledge of God, you know God. You know Him. Hello? You know God. It comes from knowledge. I know. I don't think. I know. I don't hope. I know. And everything that comes out of the mouth of God will never return to Him void. Everything that comes out of His mouth will do exactly what He said. So if you want your faith to grow, you want your faith to be strong, you want faith, get knowledge. All right? So he said in verse 5, then shall thou understand. See, if you lay it up, lay the commandment with thee, then you will do what? Thou shalt understand what it means to reverence God, to be faithful to Him, to worship Him, to praise Him, to spend time with Him. You understand what it means to have a faithful prayer life, that you would pray daily. It would not be a hit and miss thing. It would not be I do it if I want to. All those things would go out the door. It will be something that you chase after, that you desire, that you do, and nothing will come between that and you. Excuses about what I don't know, what I can't do, and all that will go out the door. Because I have laid up His commandment. Now listen to what he said. Then thou shalt understand the fear of Jehovah. You will understand why I reverence, fear, respect, honor Jehovah. Why? Because he is number one. He is supreme. He is to be feared and reverenced above all gods. Nothing else to come before him. He is number one. And I make, when I said, Jesus, you are Lord, and God is my Father. Nothing else, do y'all hear what I'm saying? Come before him. I do not make excuses to disobey, but I'm looking for opportunities to express my gratitude to him. Anybody in the house? Yes, sir. And when though, and every time I have an opportunity, because the flesh, the mind will try to grant you opportunity to disobey. But when I lay up his commandment, yes, sir, and I put him first, then I will understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. Then the knowledge of God will be, because I will be chasing after it. I want it. For Jehovah giveth, see, this is what nobody else can do it. Jehovah giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and what? Nobody else can give this kind of knowledge to you. Yes, sir. God alone is your wisdom. Yes, sir. He said it out of his own mouth in the writing. He said, Jesus have been made unto you what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Isn't that true? 1 Corinthians 1:30, right? So, when I understand this, that out of his mouth, I'm at his feet. I'm like Mary. We are like Mary. Martha in that busy with natural thing. She came in there to Jesus. Jesus, will you make your sister, I'm paraphrasing, will you make my sister come in and help me? I'm in here just working myself, working my fingers to the bone. And she just in there sitting down. He said, Martha, Martha, you just all concerned about stuff that doesn't matter. Mary had chosen a better thing. She's sitting here listening to what I have to say. How many times have we put jobs and other stuff before God? Talk to me. Then when trouble shows up, we want God to answer. But because we didn't lay up his knowledge, what happened? It wasn't available to exercise our faith. Because faith can only be exercised to the point that you have the knowledge of God in your heart. Hallelujah. And then we start trying other things. But look what God wants us to learn. If he did not give us everything, if he's not everything to us, if he's not all that he says he is, then why are we wasting our time coming and doing stuff like we do? You know why? He is, whether anybody believe him or not. He's everything he says he is. More than you have believed, more than you have received. And because you and I have not believed him nor received it, he have not changed his mind. And he will never do it. So, I'm going to read Brother Hagin's statement again, move on, because who, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. He said, real faith accomplished knowledge of the word of God. Real faith accomplished knowledge of the word of God. It takes no effort whatsoever on the part of the intellect. And that's where most people get caught, right there, trying to believe God with the intellect. If real faith bypass intellect And that word gets in your heart, it comes out of the heart. The mouth attaches words, what your heart believes, and speak them forth so they become words filled with action and power. That will do exactly what you said because you have spoke or you have spoken what God has said. You have been created to talk like God, to speak like God. God is a speaking spirit, and so are we. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.